Good morning. A small crowd, but a good-looking one, right? Ivy says yes. She's the only one that agrees with me. You know what that means, guys? Well, today we're going to talk about something very important. But first, before we talk about something, on the 14th of September will be rally day for us. And what I'm going to ask you all to do, along with your teachers, now Esther already knows this, and I'm going to ask your teachers to help you with this, is that for rally day, I want you to make a banner just like this, because this banner will speak to the congregation of who you really are, and not only you, but them also. And what do I have on the paper here? What is that? A lamb. And what does it say? A little bit louder, Ivy, so everyone can hear you.
I am Jesus' little lamb.
Very good. So if you will make a banner for me for that Sunday, September the 14th, Rally Sunday, we will talk about this, and you'll see the importance of having this banner. Now, to our lesson for today. Today, Jesus talks about fishing. Who of you like to go fishing?
Me.
You like to go fishing? All right. What's your favorite kind of fish? Do you know? Catfish? Isn't it ironic that I just knew that Corbin would say catfish. Look at that. That's a catfish. How many times have you had catfish? A lot of times? Huh? You've never had catfish, but it's your favorite fish. Okay, I understand that. Yeah, what's the fish on the bottom? A big mouth bass. These are all good fish that we can eat. These are all fish that won't make us sick if we eat them. But did you know that if you go to certain places and catch certain fish, that if you eat that fish, it will kill you? There are fish that are actually poisonous. One of them is called the puffer or the blowfish. And when it's threatened by a predator, it blows itself up real big. But did you know that it's poisonous to human beings? If we eat that fish, it will kill you just like that because it is highly toxic. There are other fish that I have here that are very poisonous. And some of them are like the moray eel. It's poisonous. You don't want to eat the moray eel. Or the great barracuda. Now, there are some people who do eat the great barracuda, but it's actually a fish that is rather inedible. There are some other fish on here, too, that are not good to eat. One of them is called the lionfish. You know what the lionfish looks like? It looks like it has a big... It's not on here, by the way. I don't have the lionfish on here. But the lionfish is also deadly because it has a big flowing red mane, and all the other animals know that that's poison because of its spike. It has little spikes or little tentacles, and it will make you very sick. So there are some things that we should eat and some things we should not eat. But Jesus' day is talking about the fish, that some of the fish will be thrown out, but some of the fish will be put in baskets. Who are the fish that Jesus is talking about that will go into the baskets? The good fish. Very good. That's the good fish, Owen. And who are the good fish? Who are the good fish? I can't hear you. That's good. The nice fish are good fish. But you know, God, Jesus is actually talking about you. And he's talking about them. And he's talking about me. We are the good fish. And how are we good? Who has made us good? Jesus has made us good. We haven't made ourselves good. Jesus has made us good. But then he also says that the bad fish, the fish that are poisonous, they will be thrown out into the fiery furnace where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why are the bad fish thrown away? Why does that happen? Say again, Owen? Yeah, because they're poisonous. As we heard last week, there are certain weeds that are poisonous. And these people are poisonous, or the bad people are poisonous, because they do not confess Jesus as their Savior. They follow who? Who do they follow? Who do they follow? The bad people. Who do they follow? Yeah, the bad fish, they follow Satan. They follow the evil one. They follow the devil. So we know that in this world there are evil people, there are bad fish, and then in this world there are good fish. And you are the good fish because of what Jesus has done for you. So every time you go to the restaurant and Talon, you have a catfish, which you've never ate before, you can remember that this is a good fish, and I'm a good fish because of what Jesus has done for me. Let's close with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all your good work. We thank you for the work of your death upon the cross and your resurrection. And therefore, O Lord, the faith that you have given us has made us good. We ask, O Lord, that you continue to bless these children as they continue to come to Sunday school and hear your word and learn of what you have done for them. And we pray for the other children who aren't here or who can't be here. We pray, O Lord, that you will continue to bring them to Sunday school so that they will hear that they have been made good because of what you have done for them, Lord Jesus. All these things we pray in your holy name. And all the children said,
Amen.
Very good. God's peace to you all.